Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know what was in the air in 2024, but literally everybody decided to dip their toe into country. We had Beyonce finally come out with Cowboy Carter. We had Post Malone come out with an album that was all just all incredible country collabs with all of these major country artists. And there were even some artists thinking about going country that we haven't gotten music from them yet in the country genre, but they're thinking about it. We've heard Ed Sheeran working in Nashville. He's talked about wanting to do a country album. Chappell Roan, who had a killer year last year, is thinking about going country. She even put out one song already that has some country twang to it as well. But there is one group that I don't think anybody ever expected to go country, and they are set to have collaborations with the likes of Dolly Parton. There will be two songs with Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and up-and-coming country artist named Dasha. Now, I know you guys are going to be shocked when I tell you that the Wiggles are coming out with a country album.
Oh my God.
That is their most recent collab with Dasha. It's going to be off their album, Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, and it is 32 tracks. So you and your kids can get down to the Wiggles with a little country twang.
Because you said Lainey Wilson, it triggered, I finished Yellowstone.
Oh, you did?
I did. Over the holiday break, okay. I went through and binged the whole fifth season.
Yep.
Watched the first part, watched the last part. And I hate how much I love this show.
Yes, I know, man. People were ripping on it. I had no beef with it at all.
I didn't. I had no beef with how to end it. Yeah. Actually, I kind of knew, not with what happened with Beth and Jamie. Obviously, didn't foresee that. But I did foresee... what was going to happen to the ranch because there was foreshadowing in another episode or whatever. So I'm happy with how all that played out. But again, it was so outlandish. It's so wild. It's so insane. And I was tearing up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with me?
The finale was the best and the worst of what Yellowstone was.
It was
really good. And I became a Lainey Wilson fan.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
Those last couple episodes, man.
As soon as you said that, because she is featured in the fifth season and then comes back there towards the last episode as they're like tying up loose ends and people's storylines. But man, son of a gun, I was just like,
gotcha.
Oh. And my husband is doing what he does, because whenever I'm watching something I really like, Bart will come in the room. Oh my God, it's so annoying. And he will stand there and he'll put his hands on his hips and he'll stand in the middle of the room watching. And then something crazy happened on the screen and he just looked at me with disgust.
Like condescending, could this touch you in any way?
He is judging me so, so hard. And I'm just like, I need you to leave. Let me watch my story. I need you to leave because I am invested and I have to see this all the way through.
That's the exact same look I have when I walk in the room and Amanda is watching Emily in Paris.
Oh. Well, now that you're done with Yellowstone, you've got to do his new show next. You have to watch Landman on on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's great.
You do get a week free, so I had to watch as many episodes as possible with that 7-day free trial because I was like, I'm not paying for Paramount Plus.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good. Anything Taylor Sheridan is doing, I'm in on.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
All right, Rolling Stone just put out the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century so far, and I do feel like the top five is very uncontroversial. I feel like recently we've had some lists where we're like, how are you going to put that album or that song at the top of the list? So here's the top five. In fifth place, we have Taylor Swift with Folklore. But I can see it's lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time. In fourth place, we have Outkast with Stank on Ya. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Third place goes to Frank Ocean with Blonde. The way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white. Second place is Radiohead with Kid A.
What's that?
I don't know.
And then in first place, it should be no surprise that Beyonce's Lemonade got the top spot.
God, this is such a good album.
Fire.
Yeah, absolutely no controversy here. I feel like they've had a really good top five with the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century so far. Stephen Boss's stepdaughter is speaking out in the wake of her mother's memoirs controversy. I'm going to tell you who she's siding with on your next E-Buzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.